We continue our readings in Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, at verse 30. And we read to the end of the chapter. And Jesus and his disciples departed thence and passed through Galilee. And he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. Which really means that the understanding of it was beginning to get through to them, and they were frightened at what was getting through to them. They understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace. For by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them, and when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth us not. But we forbade him, because he followeth not us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man who shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our side, on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Now, of course, in these references in 43, 45, and 47, Jesus is not speaking literally, of course. But to say that does not in any kind of way diminish the thrust and the severity of what he is saying. If there thy hand offend thee, that is to say, if you're employed doing things that are bad for you, then the chop must come there. If thy foot offend thee, that is to say, if you're going places that you shouldn't be going to, that's where the chop must come. If thine eye offend thee, that is to say, if your reading material is unhallowed, that's where the chop must come. And when you put it like that, to say that it's not a literal physical hand doesn't diminish the thrust of this tremendous word. Verse 49, for everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. That's how the Authorized Version reads it. But I think almost every modern translation omits the second part of that verse. Every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. A large body of manuscript evidence excludes that as a later addition by a scribe. Perhaps an explanatory addition making reference to the Levitical sacrifices, Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13, which you can look up in a moment. Everyone shall be salted with salt, with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt hath lost its saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, so that you can fulfill your real function in the world as disciples. The disciples are supposed to be the salt of the earth. But if they're not what they should be, by reason of their hands dabbling in things that are forbidden, by reason of their feet taking them to places that they oughtn't to be in, by reason of their eyes seeing things that are unhallowed, then the salt loses its saltness. Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. More about that later. Amen. May God bless to us the reading of his holy word.